Light 104.7 and 1570 AM WVTL.
Time for stories from the Mohawk Valley. Entries in my recent stories from the Mohawk Valley contest. Today we'll hear stories from John Naple and from Dave Northrup. John's story, more or less about politics. Dave's story, well, about several things, including artistry and the old days in downtown Amsterdam. But let's start with the John Naple story, which was one of our top 10 finishers in the Stories from the Mohawk Valley contest. Again, it deals with politics. John Naple's story is called Getting Sam Elected. If I was only 12 years old, I could get my working papers and then have my own paper route. But it was only 1958, so I had one more year to wait. While I waited, Mike Sheridan from Klein Street hired me to help him deliver his route. He had over 100 Amsterdam Evening Recorders to deliver from Marana's News across from St. Casimir's to De Graaf Street near Cousins Park. It was a hot summer day, and I still had half the papers to deliver. But having some pocket change, I stopped at Frosty's Ice Cream at the top of Elk Street. A handsome, thin young man with a sweaty, wrinkled white shirt pulled a beat-up station wagon into the parking lot. He jumped out and started talking to the people in line. He said, "I'm the mayor of Schenectady, running for Congress and looking for your vote." He passed out small cards with his name and picture. I introduced myself to him while he was eating his ice cream. I was taken by the man, and making an executive decision, offered to put his cards in my papers when I rolled them up. I showed him how to roll the paper and tuck the card inside. He gave it a try and did a fair job. I could roll a paper in about 2 seconds. I rolled about 50 of his cards into the papers in the dirty canvas bag that hung over my shoulder. I threw some rolled papers up on first and second story porches. Some went into milk boxes, some behind screen doors, but all those customers received the card of Sam Stratton. Sam Stratton won the election for Congress in November. That was the beginning of his 30 years in the Congress. From 1959 to 1989, he won 14 congressional elections. Years later, Sam Stratton appointed two of my younger brothers to the U.S. Naval Academy at Annapolis. They both had distinguished naval careers. Did I help my brothers get their appointments by helping Sam get elected? And that story from the Mohawk Valley, Getting Sam Elected, by John Naple of Amsterdam.
Now if you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits, putting on the Ritz.
Our next story was titled by our contestant, Matthew's Men's Shop. And the entry by Dave Northrup was our third prize winner in Stories from the Mohawk Valley. Story about Matthew's Men's Shop. I've already done a story about this in the Daily Gazette, a Focus on History piece, which was a little bit different, but this is Dave Northrup's original entry, Matthew's Men's Shop. All but one of the stores that were part of the vibrant economic life of Amsterdam's Main Street during the first half of the 20th century have disappeared. Some fell victim to the onslaught known as urban renewal of the late 1970s. Others succumbed earlier in the decade because they could not adapt to the way Americans in general and Amsterdamians in particular had begun to buy goods and services. such places as Pingitore Shoe Store, Whalen's Pharmacy, Luciano Brothers Jewelers, and lastly, Matthew's Men's Shop, the store where I worked during most of the 1960s, lined the north side of Main Street between church and market. Like those other shops, Matthew's was a proprietorship owned by my mother's younger brother. The son of Lithuanian immigrants, my uncle had an abiding faith, shared by many of his generation, that he could attain prosperity on his own without the necessity of having to sell his labor to a large company. In 1952, he took savings earned as a wood pattern maker laboring to build the New York State Thruway and opened a shop at 30 Market Street. Matt Oranti considered himself not only a haberdasher, but also an artist. In addition to men's clothing, that small place was crowded with his paintings and wood carvings. When I came to work for him in 1964, he purchased the building at 40 East Main. There, he used his skills in general construction and carpentry to expand the store. He oversaw the completion of a second floor, the front half of which was rented out as office space, while the rear section was an area for his wife's interior decorating shop and a small art gallery. The paintings that adorned the walls, the choice of clothing styles for resale, even the individually hand-lettered tags on each garment, every detail in Matthew's Men's Shop bore the mark of the proprietor's personality. It was an experience he shared with the people of Amsterdam for a brief 22 years. And such was the case with the other stores I've listed above. When you walked into those places, you entered into the lives of the people who created them in a way that you cannot do today. Before price points, barcodes, and scanners, stores like Matthew's Men's Shop, where one pursued a way of life rather than just made a living.
Have you seen the well-to-do up and down Park Avenue on that famous thoroughfare with their noses in the air, high hats and arrow collars, white spats and lots of dollars, spending every dime for a wonderful time. Now if you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits. Putting on the Ritz. Dressed up like a million-dollar trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Super duper, come let's mix. We're Rockefellers, walk with sticks or umbrellas in their mitts, putting on the Ritz.
The story about Matthew's, or Matthew's Men's Shop, was by Dave Northrup, and Dave now lives out in Rochester. Stories from the Mohawk Valley. Our stories tomorrow will be from Richard Peters of Amsterdam and Tom Peichel of Amsterdam in France. Richard Peters is the grandson of a man who was held captive by the Germans during World War II, William Rosa of Gloversville. What I'm going to read tomorrow will be my version of what Richard sent me. He sent me, in a sense, the raw material, which were clippings and an account of the POW experience that his grandfather had written before his death to apply for a POW medal. So we'll hear that tomorrow on the morning show, the story of William Rosa of Gloversville, a German prisoner of war in World War II. And then Tom Peichel's story about snow days on Park Hill in Amsterdam when he was growing up in the 1950s. Our stories from the Mohawk Valley being posted to our website, WVTLFM.com, and you can buy the book that started it all, my history book, Stories from the Mohawk Valley, The Painted Rocks, The Good Benedict Arnold, and more. It's available everywhere, including online at BobCudmore.com. But you can get signed copies at the Old Peddler's Wagon on Church Street and the Bookhound East Main Street in Amsterdam.